coming to you from New York City. Bringing the video podcast for global Filipinos around the world. Watch and listen as we speak and get to know different celebrities, icons, influencers, and inspiring people. Join Jesse Dang and Jay Cass as they talk about anything and everything while bridging the gap between Filipinos of different generations and genres of choice. Over a glass or two.
What happened? Why am I like pixelated? I know, ang tagal ng gap.
I was like, where's the sound? Oh my God.
I know, where's the sound?
Here you go. Welcome to Olga Club. Happy Friday, everyone.
Happy Friday, everyone. Kumusta po kayong lahat? It's Friday night here in the U.S. So, good evening, good afternoon sa lahat ng mga nanunood. So, especially sa mga TFC subscribers, Kumu, FYE and Kumu, Facebook and YouTube. Naku, hindi ko na alam eh kung saan ba tayo lumalabas
ba, Channel 9, Channel 4.
Yes! RPN 9 eh, no?
Dito
oh my God,
po.
It's Friday night na Friday night. Yes, DJ Cass, ikaw naman.
At lumalamig-lamig na po. Dito naman po sa Brooklyn, good morning po. Sa lahat ng mga Filipinos and non-Filipinos in different time zones, in different dimensions, in different continents, in different galaxies, in this whole wide universe,
first
Oh my God.
It's lang, getting colder and colder.
Yeah, speaking of colder din pala, seryoso mo na konti, alam mo, di ba, ano yung Hurricane Ian, oh my God.
What
it did to Florida. We're so sorry to our kababayans and all the people in that was left with the tragedy of Ian. And you know what? It's so strong. It's still not done yet. It's currently now in North Carolina. My friend Matt has sent a picture that there's no power there right now.
Oh my God, we're praying for your safety, guys, especially to our friends who lives in Florida.
Florida and North Carolina
and North Carolina.
Sana ano mag-dissipate na yung iyan, no? I mean,
I know. Be safe, guys.
It's still
be safe, guys.
Right now.
Yes. My God, we're so excited. So, while may tragedy ngayon, 'di ba? Si Hurricane Ian. Syempre pala sasayahin naman namin ang gabi ninyo. Yes. And sa Pilipinas naman po, it's a Saturday morning and I heard that there's thunderstorm or
that was also a typhoon that was there a few days ago.
Was it a week ago?
Yeah.
Oh wow. So, wala na ako sa ano kasi I'm so busy lately. So anyways, oh guys, tune in. My God, it's gonna be a fun Friday because nandito na po ang ating idol, di ba? Ang idol ng bayan.
Yes.
So ito sige na. I'm not gonna talk more because I have to introduce our special guest for tonight here in the US and morning naman po in the Philippines. Okay. What a treat it is tonight for all of us as we have a special guest in Over a Glass or Two. She's a Filipino-American singer, songwriter who has gained the attention of the world by placing as a runner-up in the wildly popular reality TV singing contest, American Idol. Since then, she has been dishing out songs and albums, including her latest single, how do you pronounce it? Buddy, right? Baddie.
Not our beautiful body. Baddie.
Baddie. Okay. Yeah. Let's get to know more intimately. Guys, let's all welcome the beautiful and talented Miss Jessica Sanchez.
Woohoo!
My God, you're so beautiful. Hey, girl.
Okay. What's up?
what's up from Jersey? Yes, we're from Jersey and New York. Jessica, would you like to say hi to all your fans, not just Filipinos, everyone,
global fans.
Up to all my supporters and just everybody here just watching. Just want to say thank you guys so much for tuning in and for all of your love and support. What's up? And if you guys don't know who I am, I'm Jessica Sanchez. Nice to meet you.
Come on, girl. Who doesn't know Jessica Sanchez? Everybody knows you.
We definitely know you. And I just want to say, and I think this is the first time on our show, that there are actually three Jessies on the screen right now.
Oh, my God, you're right. Jessie
with a Y. She's pretty. And then J-Cass is, because that's Jessie Castro. And
yes.
And then the prettier one, that's me, J-Cass. And then the most beautiful... It's down below. Of course, Jessica Sanchez.
What's your, how do they, I know, right? Three J's. So, does people call you Jessica or do you have, or Jesse or Jess?
People call me Jess. I have like my, my partner's like grandparents and his little sister call me like Jesse. They're like, oh, hey, Jesse. But most of the time, it's just Jess. I don't really hear Jessica a lot. When I hear Jessica, I'm like, oh, it must be serious or something.
Oh. Something happened.
I'm sure
something happened.
Right? Your parents would be like, Jessica? That means, uh-oh, what did I do?
Before we move on, I just want to say hi to the people who's watching right now in FYE channel. Hello,
in
guys.
ABS-CBN. Hello,
in the
how are you?
It's ABS-CBN. Hi. Thank you for the future gifts that you're sending for today.
Yes, yes. And of course, the Facebook who's watching right now. Wenup is here. Ate JJ, Tita Maha, Maru, everyone else. Hi. Thank you so much for tuning in. Jessica, oh, Jess. We'll call you Jess, right? So, do you have anything to drink there, like that you're drinking right now?
I know about. Fancy water.
Oh, water. Oh, you don't. Oh.
You know, earlier I heard you ask for a wine glass, and I didn't expect water to be inside, girl.
I know.
You know, I used to drink, you know, a lot of wine and, you know, other drinks, but I feel like as a singer, alcohol kind of dries up my throat, I've noticed. So I try to do water to keep it nice and moisturized.
Oh, wow. Oh. So you don't drink any liquor at all or once
not
in a blue?
Not anymore.
Wow.
I gotta take care of my...
How's life? How's your boring life? I'm just kidding.
Honestly, you know? I have to find other things, you know, to kind of, I don't know, relax me and all that. But...
Oh.
Yeah, but...
It's okay.
We're gonna find out later what those things are that you... found out to replace alcohol.
Yes.
But now anyways, let's toast. Okay.
Can you please raise your wine glass with wink, wink, vodka?
Let's just
pretend it's vodka.
This is vodka.
Yes. Anyways, okay, guys. Sa sambayan ng Pilipinas po and sa aming Dearest USA, guys, let's all welcome Miss Jessica Sanchez.
Welcome to
Over a glass or two.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers. My God, I can't believe. Jessica Sanchez is here.
I know.
I'm like, I'm shaking right now.
We were there in 2012 with you. Yes.
Oh, my God.
I know. Okay. Can you raise your glass again? We'll take a photo up and that's it. We'll start talking.
We're very extra in here. We have a picture. Okay.
Yes. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Yon.
Yay.
Let's start chatting. Jess, my God. You know, okay, you know what? Before we talk about your new single, my God, I just want to let you know that Derek, JV, J-Cass, and I, my God, we followed your journey, especially your journey in American Idol. Oh, my God. Carlo is here. Hi, Carlo Arosa.
Thank you so much.
My God, thank you so much. And of course, Rowie, thank you so much for making this happen, because it's really our dream, you know, to have an interview with you. Actually, I don't even want to use the word interview. To have a glass of wine with you and chit-chat, right? Yes. So Jess, how's everything? Like, you know, what have you been doing lately?
you know, I feel like after COVID, I kind of was just at a standstill. I was like, okay, I can't go to the Philippines because everything is shut down. You know, I can't travel anywhere. I can't really go visit a lot of family. So I was kind of stuck trying to figure out, okay, I still need to do music. I want to do music, but what can I do? So I felt like after COVID, I really got into my writing, you know, stuff. And I was really nervous to write and release music that, you know, I've written. So I feel like through the whole COVID thing to now, I've been really focused on like writing my own music and like sharing who I am through my music. Cause I'm honestly really quiet and shy and timid. I don't really talk a lot. So it's hard for me to share who I am and express who I am other than through my music. So yeah. Wow. A lot of people are surprised that I came out with a song like Batty.
I know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my.
me included.
Yeah.
I know. Oh, even we were like, even girl, the choices of the clothing that you, my God, yeah, that you had. It was,
I was like, this is the baddie face of Jessica.
Exactly. Sanchez. The dance and the moves. And wow. It was like, it was when the first time I saw it, I was like, she came out from her shell. I was like, from like very timid and quiet and like, boom, right? Yeah, very stylish and sexy. Wait, who picked your, did you pick a stylist or your?
Oh. Yeah, so my stylist was Lady Maximo, and she was she's actually Filipino. Mm-hmm. So we had her come on and style me for two music videos. So the next video or the next song that I'll be releasing, she actually styled me for that one too. I can't say the name of the song yet, but
yes,
yeah, it's definitely like in the realm of baddie, of being like just out there and so different from like, you know, American Idol Jessica. Wow. So. Yeah,
we know. But we know if you're only drinking vodka right now, you will reveal later on what the name of the song is. Because that usually happens. But since it's agua,
it's agua.
and since we're talking about your music video,
yes.
So the first thing I noticed is before the sexiness, was mm-hmm. this with the veil and everything.
Oh yes.
It's was that really It's Filipiniana inspired. Was that the inspiration?
Definitely Filipina inspired. And I mean, I didn't really know exactly what she kind of picked out or what she had in mind at first. We were kind of bouncing back ideas, but she mainly just put the whole thing together. And I just fell in love with all of the looks. We didn't try anything on the day before or a week before. It was literally the same day she brought the clothes. We put pieces together and, dude, it looked amazing. I was super happy. And, you know, props to her. And she's Filipino representative for the, you know, the styling community. So I loved it. Yeah, I love working with Filipinos too. Wow.
What about the choreography? Girl, the dance move.
Girl, there was no choreography. I was just out there doing my own
really?
Thing.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. Even the dance
move? Jesse, there's no choreography. There's booty and boobs.
I was channeling, the inner baddie phase, you know? Like, oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, so you wrote that song, right? Since when did you wrote that song during pandemic? Like 2020?
2020, yeah. I wrote it in 2020.
So tell us, what's the story of
what was the inspiration
coming out in 2020?
Man, so really, like I said, I've always been really shy and timid, so I've never been able to like express who I am. And so I feel like all these experiences, all these phases that I've been through since I was like 16-year-old Jessica to now, you know, adult, you know, woman Jessica, I have all these stories and all these experiences I want to share. And that was actually one of, you know, the phases that I went through. I mean, you know, I still know and, you know, treat myself like I'm a baddie, you know, but I went through that baddie phase where I was, you know, dressing like that. Wilding out, you know, acting crazy, stuff like that. You know, it happens to all of us when we're young and stuff like that. So, yeah, I just wanted to more express and share the self love and like the motivation to baddie. Like a lot of the times in this industry, I find myself, you know, doubting myself and comparing myself to like other people. You know, it's really easy to do that because you're in the limelight and people are constantly judging you too.
Exactly.
So you have to remind yourself, oh yeah, I am a baddie and I am worth this and I'm worth more. So
work it, girl. Yes. Exactly. Yes, so you are.
And that's what we got from it. It's not really like not saying that you need to be a bad person like a criminal, but more on like confidence. You know, the confidence.
Yeah. Which,
and of course, I was like, ooh, I'm liking this thirst trap, Jessica.
I know. It's one of a kind. It's one of a kind. We've never seen the Jessica Sanchez compared to the old Jessica. I mean, you're still it's still you, but you know, the new you. Wow.
Yeah, And I feel like, you know, throughout the years, everybody knows me for, you know, Idol, for singing covers, other people's songs, the love songs, the ballads, you know, I Will Always Love You, and everybody's seen my sweet side. And to be honest, like, I want to share the other sides of who I am. Like, I'm a very feisty person, you know, and I am, you know, I don't really show that side because, you know, I mean, that's a side that doesn't really come out a lot, but I'm a very feisty person and I do have strong beliefs. And I do tell myself, you know, you are a baddie and don't let anybody tell yourself, tell you that any different, you know? So I want to share like that side of myself, like, and encourage other women to tell themselves, I'm a baddie, you're a baddie, you know, and uplift each other, you know. And the whole purpose behind the different outfits is it was all about, okay, you can wear this, you can look like this and still be a baddie in your sweats and jeans and
exactly
and in a big ass gown, you know, like in all of these things, you're a baddie no matter what you look like, what you're wearing, all that. So
no, because if you listen to the lyrics, it's like you're trying to like always convey to, especially to the women, that you know what, you know, a lot of people think like if that person is timid, they think that, oh, she's just an underdog, you know, but you don't know. Hello. I mean, the moment that whatever attitude that you, if you give me an attitude, trust me, you'll see my feisty side.
No, and you know what? You know what everybody says is that they always say, watch out for the quiet ones, right?
And wait, you are the quiet one, but you mentioned that, you know, the feistiness is there and it comes out really rare, really rare. Now we want to find out what makes it come out.
Yes. What triggers?
Oh, man. You know, I guess for the feistiness, it really is like related to the song. Like, even though I'm quiet and I'm timid and I'm shy, like, I know exactly what I want. You know, I know my worth. And if anybody tells me, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. And just like, you know, my previous song that I released about, you know, racial injustices, about being Asian and being racially discriminated. I've had that happen to me where people told me I can't do this kind of music or I'll never make it because I'm Asian. And in those instances, instead of me being like, oh, I can't do it because this person said so, I'm like, oh, no, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to prove to everybody that I can do it. And so it's instances like that where like that's where the feistiness comes out. And I'm more encouraged to do it just to prove, kind of prove people wrong, you know?
I thought the feistiness comes out if there's no more rice in the rice cooker.
If I'm hungry, I'm hungry.
I know our director is mad if there's no more rice.
Angry moment? I get those too, for sure.
Do you eat rice? I mean, speaking of like rice, like what kind of Filipino food do you eat the most? What's your favorite?
What kind of? Oh, I love lumpia. You can never go wrong with lumpia.
Of course.
I know.
Adobo.
Adobo. Delicious. Yeah.
Do you also cook?
I do every once in a while. I do cook. I do sometimes. Where I live right now, there's not a lot of Asian supermarkets. It's like there's one like an hour away. So I rarely get to cook like Filipino dishes, but when I do, everybody's eating. So.
Oh, wow. I have a feeling you can really cook. You get a chance, right? But wait, so let's go back to that, the racism, right? Like, I know, like, wow, because after Idol, we really thought that you're going to have, like, we thought, no, not after Idol, during Idol. I swear, a lot of people, we even had like a, oh, look at that, season 11. Do you know that I remember during that time, was it Wednesday? I can't remember. We always have like I always call some of my friends to come over.
A viewing
and
party.
Then just the viewing party, because we're all like rooting for you. And then, I'm sorry, guys, I have to be honest. During that time, you know, I told myself, like, you know what, she's supposed to win, but because, you know, Caucasian has to win, but because it's obvious. I mean, sorry, Philip Phillips, I know you're good, but Jessica is so much better. So I am so tactless. I'm sorry.
We love you, and you're handsome, and we love your home song.
Yes,
but
and then but
we're with
you
our
were,
home girl over
you
here.
Were yes, home. It's not just I'm just not just saying it's because you're Filipina. You're you know home our home girl. Even if you're not Filipina, I mean, definitely. I mean, it's so obvious from the sounds and the look during that time. Like you deserve that spot. But you know what? Things happen for a reason. God has other plans, right? So what about like? What about rejection? Yes, rejection. Did you ever felt rejected?
Oh yeah, for sure. Many times. I've been doing this for a long time, and I think the first time that I felt like just a straight up slap in my face type of rejection was when I was on America's Got Talent. I was 10 years old, and I was just waiting for. I was in the audience. I was waiting for my name to be called to make it to the next round. And the last spot went to like a dog act. And so then I started comparing myself to a dog act. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, you know, dogs are better than my singing, you know? And I was 10, you know, I was so young. I just felt like my whole world was crashing down. Like I was never gonna make it in the music industry. I was like, this is it for me. I was sobbing, ran in the back, cameras following me. I was just, I was a mess. Yeah, I was a mess. And you know, constantly hearing from, you know, people online, just mean things. People say really mean, unnecessary.
You're so young.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, people would make comments about my looks, you know, mostly about my looks, about, oh yeah, she's uglier. She, you know, she looks like this and looks like that. And, you know, she doesn't have the look or whatever. And I was like 10, right? And so at a young age, I kind of had to build thick skin.
True.
Wow. Yeah, I kind of had to tell myself that, like, I remind myself that these people's, like, these randos, their comments don't matter. Like, you know, they're sitting behind a computer judging people for what, you know, why are they judging people? Like, what's wrong with them that they're spending so much time trying to bring other people down? And just the constant rejection of, I've been in front of many labels and I've been told no. And that definitely hurts as an artist. Like, you know, we don't want you on our roster or on our company or under our label and stuff like that. Yeah.
Literally said that.
Yeah. I've been through this. I've been through this for a very long time.
Okay.
So, you know, it got to the point where, you know, I kind of stopped waiting for a label. I kind of stopped waiting for an opportunity and I just told myself, okay, I need to get myself out of my comfort zone and stop waiting for writers and producers and labels and this and that. I just need to, you know, bring who I have together, the people that believe in me, and start creating my own music and sharing who I am instead of having people write songs for me that don't relate to me, that aren't even, that I don't relate to, you know?
Wow.
So yeah, at this point now, like more than ever, I'm really stepping into who I am and kind of proving myself to the music industry and to everybody that's doubted me that, you know, I can do this and that this wow. is who I am, you know, like I'm really fighting to show who I am and what I'm worth.
And you know what, at such a young age, even if you're quiet and timid, you're already showing that you're really a baddie because
exactly.
Can you imagine at that age, people are already throwing tomatoes at you virtually and telling you you're like this and that. I don't think I can, I have the strength to muster to handle that. Did your family also was, they also was a big deal in supporting you? And
I'm sure you have a lot
that.
Of, yeah, supportive system.
Yeah, no, for sure. My mom was like mama bear, right? If anytime there was a bad comment, she wanted to be, you know, replying back like, oh, hell nah, you know? But you know, I told her too, I was like, listen, mom, like, they're not even worth it. Like, they're not even worth the time. Like, don't even show them that we're looking at this or even acknowledging this or that it even, you know, affects me in any way or affects you in any way. Because at the end of the day, like, I'm still out here working hard, doing my thing, regardless of what anybody has to say. I'm going to still keep pushing through no matter what. Even if the whole world says that I'm not going to be able to do it, I believe in myself that I'm going to be able to do it. So.
It's like the more you ridicule me, the more that I will show you who I am. and I'm gonna do it. Wow, God.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I mean.
Proud of you, girl. So proud of you. And you know what? Look what happened. Look, because of those rejections and all those hurdles that you've been through, look, you were able to write Buddy. Exactly. Imagine Buddy. Well, how it's so hard for me to Buddy or Baddie, right?
Anybody, I'm a baddie. Bad.
I'm a buddy. Wow. Wait, what about
it. Yeah.
What about us? That was beautiful.
Oh, last year.
That song. Oh my God, last year. You wrote that too?
Yeah, so I had some writers write along with me. So Baddie was like the first song that I pretty much wrote fully. That I released. So that was why it was like super big for me. But Us, yes, I wrote some of the lyrics for Us as well. Mm-hmm.
Wow, I am so proud of you.
Even in the video, right, Jess? We see our favorite Phil Amps also in there, like Apple the Apps. Sino pa nandoon? Mm-hmm. Oh, Patrick Starr.
Oh, yeah, Patrick Starr. Oh my God, my favorite Patrick Starr is there. But you know what? I'm a firm believer that don't worry about it because God has a plan for everyone, you know, for especially for you. You know, just believe in the process. And I have 100%. I'm 100% sure. By next year, you'll be like, we will watch you in Madison Square Garden with like thousands of people, right? And, you know, singing your Buddy and more songs that you will release.
You are still here.
Yes. That's the most important thing, right? But hold on. So, you know what? I'm so curious. Like, let's go back like years and years and years and years ago, like during your younger years. Mm-hmm. So tell us, what kind of kid are you? Like, are you the I know you're a quiet and timid type, but what kind of like kid are you? Like in school, are you the type of kid that you will, were you bullied, or you're the type of kid that you love to skip classes? Because I do.
I don't think I had enough balls to skip class because then I would have to come home to my mom. My mom would slap me around. She'd be like, what are you doing? But school wasn't really for me. I never had my focus was never on school. Like I've been singing ever since I could talk. And my mom and my grandma and my family, they would always hype me up and be like, oh my gosh, you know, you have a gift for singing and you know, you should be pursuing a music career. So I always like, it was always embedded in my head, like, oh yeah, the singing is what I'm doing full time as my career for the rest of my life. So a lot of my focus was all towards music, never really on school. So I was not a school kid. Academically, that I was not there.
I know, but look at you now, right? Like,
as far as music, I was like 100%.
How about Tagalog? How come you didn't learn that? I have nieces and nephews your age, and they don't know how to speak English. They don't know how to speak Tagalog, but they could understand it's even Visayan. So what happened?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm half Mexican, half Filipino. And so my dad was born in San Antonio, Texas, and my mom was born in the Philippines, but she grew up in Hawaii. So I feel like she didn't really grow up speaking a lot of Tagalog.
Because
when she married my dad and they were both in San Diego and they had me and my brothers, like we never grew up hearing any Tagalog, not even Spanish from my dad. So we were just really 100% Americanized. Yeah, even Spanish, I barely know. I know like all the bad stuff, right? It's like the bad stuff.
Wow.
So bad.
It's like it's an Anglicizing household.
Yeah. Exactly. So whenever they ask you, I'm just curious, whenever they ask you, like, are you Filipino? What's your ethnicity? What do you say? Like Filipino or Mexican?
Yeah, Mexican and Filipino. Yeah, I'm half and half. Literally half and half. Yeah.
But wait, what's your favorite food? Filipino or Mexican?
You know, that's what I thought.
I'm just like, so?
That's what I thought about. Hey, wait a minute.
Filipino or Mexican food?
I was like, those are both great food, Mexican and Filipino.
I know, right? Yeah.
That's hard. Like, it's really down the middle because, I grew up eating a lot of Filipino food. But then as I started, you know, growing into a young adult, young woman, and I started exploring more, I started eating a lot more Mexican food. So I eat them, like, the same amount. Like I eat a lot of Mexican food. I eat a lot of Filipino food. I think I know how to cook more Filipino food, though. I don't know how to cook a lot of Mexican food. I get scared. I don't know. That's not authentic enough.
No, because usually, right? Because usually the mom is the one who usually like push you to. Usually push their tradition, right? Mm-hmm. Right? Because I have some friends like they're like say half Italian, half Filipino. Since the mom is the Filipino, she's the one who always pushed that you have to act like this, all their traditions, and then the dad would just be like, okay, do whatever you want.
See, I used to, I think I really just grew up in more of a Filipino culture environment, for sure, mm-hmm. more than anything. And then as I got older, I was around a lot more like Mexicans and also Filipinos, but like my partner is Mexican. So they speak Spanish all the time. I don't know what they're saying half the time.
Speaking of a partner, Ricky, right?
Yeah.
How long have you been dating that gorgeous guy? How long have you been dating?
Do we have a picture direct? I want to see. We're talking about the handsome boyfriend.
I checked him out.
When you went home in the Philippines in 2018? Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Yeah. So foggy. Oh my God. He looks white, everything, but he's Spanish, huh?
How did you know? Tell us, makikichismis kami. You know what's chismis, right? And that's Spanish too, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how did you meet Ricky?
Oh man, okay, it was 5 years ago. So we've been together for 5 years. And I actually, this producer, this show producer, he rented out a church as a venue. So I wasn't doing a church event. We just used the church as like a venue for one of my concerts. And Ricky used to do lights at the church. And so when I was singing on stage, doing my concert, doing my show and everything, I guess one of his friends told him like, oh, bro, you gotta come back to the church, do some lights because this girl can sing and all this and that. So he drove over. And he sent me a video on Instagram of him and me in the background on the stage saying, I'm going to marry you one day. And like all this stuff.
Oh my God.
Right. So at first, you know, it's kind of hard to distinguish like what's safe and what's not as someone in like my position, because you get a lot of like, you know, intense personalities and characters that send you messages like that, you know, through DM.
Yes.
But he met me backstage and he was really sweet. He was like, oh, I would love to take you out for coffee sometime. And I was like, okay. And this was in my hometown, San Diego. And I was like, okay, he seems like really sweet, really nice. And usually I would never like ever respond to like someone I don't know, like no mutual friends, just nothing. But I don't know. I guess something in me just told me to go for it. And we hung out every day for a month. And then we started dating. And yeah.
Until now, we're still together.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like a romantic.
He's so lucky.
Movie, you know?
No, you know, he's so lucky because I'm sure there's thousands of guys like would definitely, oh my God, want to be on Ricky's shoes. But you pick him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Look at that cutie.
You look different in there.
Look at that. Oh, wow. So wait, do you sing for him? What's his favorite song that you usually sing? Or let me rephrase my question. Like, what is the song that you sing for him whenever he's mad? Because you did something like that, you know, you had an argument or a quarrel.
Nah, here's the thing. This is how I know that he just is so comfortable with me and that he's pretty much the one, all right? Because my family always does this. Like growing up, they would always do this. My dad would do it. My brothers would do it. I would be singing around the house, you know, just humming. And then, like, they would mimic me. They would mimic me and try to, like, pretend they're me, right? And, like, sing all crazy and stuff like that. So he does that. I don't ever sing for him because I'm like, bro, every time I sing, you mimic me. So he's really silly. Like, me and him are kind of complete opposite. He is out there. He's kind of crazy. He's, like, an adrenaline junkie. So he likes to go skydiving and, you know, he goes surfing and, you know, likes motorcycles and all this crazy stuff. And I am like the homebody that loves to chill and listen to, and stuff like that. So he brings me out of my shell, you know, a lot. So
An extrovert and an introvert.
Introvert, Mm-hmm. Wow, the balance, huh? I'm curious, what kind of girlfriend are you to Ricky?
Mm.
Sweet?
Man, because he's so crazy, I just tell myself, wow, I have a lot of patience.
wait a minute. With that comment, the song I know is baddie, but is he like a bad boy type? Because you also describe stuff that he does, which we can actually like say that, you know, bad boys normally, you know, they have their toys, right?
Yes.
They like motorcycles and all. Is he like that?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
We love our bad boys.
Sometimes bad boy always win, right? That's what they say, right? In the movie, like, you know what? The cool, you know, like the what's a next door type guy, they're always on the push on the side, but the bad boy wins. But eventually, as they grow older, oh my God, he's a cutie.
I'm melting.
Yeah, it's true.
You're saying that you're patient. Can you tell us what makes you need to be patient? Like, can you cite one thing?
Man, he's just crazy. Like, he's just, like I said, we're just complete opposite. Like, I'm quiet, I'm chill. And then out of nowhere, like, he'll be, like, singing, like, louder than me. He'll just start, like, belting. And I'm like, what is happening right now? Like, this is too much energy for me. Like,
wow.
He's crazy. And like I said, he loves to just get himself, you know, motorcycles and boats. And he's
very
spontaneous. Like, he'll be like, hey, babe, let's go to Hawaii, or like, let's go to the Philippines. Let's go to Greece. Like, I'll book our flight
like that.
In a couple of days. Yeah. So he just on the fly, he's just moving. So I have to kind of, you know, be flexible.
Wow. You have to keep up. Right.
You have to keep. You know what? You know what, Jess? I think I get you, because you know what? With Direct JV is totally opposite of me. He's quiet, timid. If he can just stay home like every day, like, you know, like after work, or now he works from home, he would just chill like Monday to Sunday. But I'm the type of person that'll be like very spontaneous. Come on, let's go here, let's go there.
Talking 24/7.
I think that's what we need in our lives. Someone who can balance us, right?
I'm
sorry.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
The other day, he just randomly called a skydiving place close to our house, and he was like, "Oh yeah, can I book 3 people to go skydiving? This and that." And I was like, "Oh, who are you gonna take?" And he was like, "Oh, well, don't you want to go?" And I was like, "What are you talking about?"
Like, did you say yes? Did you say yes?
Yeah, I went freaking skydiving the same day.
Wow! How was it?
That's in my bucket list.
It was amazing. It really was. I would do it again. It was amazing, but I only had a couple, like maybe like an hour to prepare in the car, on the car ride there.
What? You know?
And I'm afraid of heights, definitely afraid of heights. I don't even like roller coasters. So somehow he got me on that plane to jump out.
So the preparation in the car is like, you're calling all the saints.
I know, right? Lord, please. This is my last day. Please, sorry for every the sins that I've done. Oh my
God. Wait a minute. Doesn't that, all that spontaneity and being, you know, like, hey, in just inviting you on the whim, I find that sexy. Is that one of the things that you find sexy?
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I do. I do.
Right?
Sometimes I'm like, because I am a lot more of a planner. Like, I like to be prepared just in case. Like, plan B. Him, no, he's like, he walks by faith. He's like, let's go. It's going to work out. If it doesn't, we'll figure it out. And I'm like, so at times I'm like, oh my gosh, it's driving me crazy. But I've learned to just, I really admire him for it, because he just, that's just who he is, and it always works out for him. And if it doesn't, he still has a good time.
Oh my God. You know what? We love your Ricky already. Yeah. Oh my God. I wish, like, when you visit New York, I hope like we can get a chance to, like, you know, have dinner.
Yeah.
Let's have dinner. We will drink for you. Don't worry, Jess.
Okay. Yeah.
Does he drink too?
No, he doesn't drink either. He's already crazy enough without the liquor.
Okay, good. We will just drink for you guys. Natural high.
Wow. Sabi ni Carlo dito, like Carlo said, Ricky is a very nice guy, a baddie nice.
Oh.
Let's say hi to our friends, Ate JJ.
Oh my God, MJ, yes, they're here.
And Avi Hanning says, sabi niya, Jessica, this is our friend, Avi. You are the only singer that sang Chandelier. That is the best for me. I saw when you sang it with Martin Rivera, and that song is super hard to sing. No other singer that sang that same song that you sang is as good as yours. Oh wow!
Yes, it's so true. And there's another Flashlight that you sang.
Another hard song.
On the, oh my God. I was, you know what, speaking of that, your voice, like, how do you take care of your voice? Because since you were, because I've seen it, the American Got Talent, right? Your voice is getting better and better and better. So how do you take care of your voice?
Yeah, you know, I think it's my voice has definitely changed throughout the years, just growing into, you know, me being a young woman, you know. I was 16 when I was on Idol. My vocal cords were not completely developed. And I feel like, you know, they still continue to grow and develop, and you gain that control and you learn more about your voice every day. So you get better and you train it like a muscle. But as far as my tone, right, a lot of people mention my tone. It's definitely, my voice has gotten deeper and warmer throughout the years. And like I said, I used to drink, I honestly used to drink alcohol a lot. So I learned that alcohol was really, really affecting my voice. So I kind of just called it quits on alcohol. You know, I would love to, I've had like a glass of wine here and there, but I still can feel it, like the huge impact it has, just having a couple sips.
Really?
Yeah. So I just try to avoid it completely, because at the end of the day, like, singing is what helps me through everything and anything. And I would hate to jeopardize that over, you know, just having a glass or two, you know.
Oh, love the pun.
Yeah. Having a glass or two.
Yes. Yeah. You know, we had Rachel Alejandro last week, you know, like a singer as well, and who's based in here. You know, we asked her the same question, and she, so it's different with singers, I guess, because you know what, we asked her, she drinks a lot, and she said that drinking doesn't affect her voice. So I guess it's really different, right?
Different, yeah, true. But you know what? Yes. You know what's so funny when you said that, like during Idol, American Idol, like your voice wasn't that open yet, that much. I was, while you were saying, like, I was in awe. I was like, huh? Because, okay, I'll be honest with you. I thought before, like, if I close my eyes, your voice during that time, until now, you have like different ranges of voices.
Yeah.
You sounded like Beyonce. I'm sure you heard that so many times.
I heard that a lot, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you can dance too, like her.
I don't know if I can dance.
Yes.
Very close to Beyonce. But, you know, I'll try. I'll try to dance. I don't know. I'm not skilled in the dancing department, but thank you.
Well, with that, with your new single, that video, yes, girl, you showed that.
Yeah. Wait,
so, what happened? Oh, yeah. So, question is, what about your daily regimen in terms of taking care of your skin and your body, girl? You have a
you
have the booty and the. I was like
the body of a baddie.
Yeah, the body of the baddie. Yes. How do you take care of your skin and your body?
Yeah, you know, I feel like, you know, I was away from the industry for a long time. So, yeah, now you guys are seeing me come out. I'm releasing more music, finally, after how many years, you know. And it's because I needed a lot of time to myself to figure out who I was and, you know, really, yeah, just see how my body was forming as a young woman. And I've learned a lot, like the whole alcohol thing affecting my voice. And something that I really have to stay away from is sugar, and I love sugar. I am a freak. Yes, so I still have sugar here and there, but sugar breaks me out. It dries up, like it doesn't dry it up, but it like affects my throat immensely. And it makes me gain a lot of weight in my face.
Really?
So I have to cut back on the sugar.
No chocolates, no cupcakes, one's in the blue, or you just like, let me have a bite. That's
exactly.
It.
Oh no. See, that's the thing is like, I'll stay away from it for a while, but then as soon as I get a little taste, I go buck wild and I start eating all the sweets, and then I start seeing all the side effects that happen, and I'm like, damn it. Okay. I gotta stop.
It's immediately the next day. It goes to your face. That's my dilemma as well.
Oh, wow.
But you know what? You know, it's not really unfair. It's like a fair world, because you know what? You can't have sweets, you can't have alcohol, but you have a great man. You have the
exactly. And you have a
you can't have it all, girl.
We
can't be that jealous of
you. You know what? Hey. Wait, speaking of like you can't exactly right. Speaking of you can't have it all, right? I mean, you're beautiful. You're so sexy. I mean, you have an amazing voice. Like, what else do you wish for, like, to have? Like, do you have any insecurities?
Oh, for sure. I feel like everybody has insecurities, you know.
Yeah, but
and self-doubts. For sure, I have insecurities, and I'm not going to expose all of them, you know. But one of my insecurities growing up was I felt like I was too skinny. Like, my dad, we always make fun of him. Like, he has chicken legs. My dad has chicken legs. So
really?
I think I've kind of, adapted that trait from him. I have chicken legs. So another thing that I have to do, you know, to get that booty you were talking about in Batty is I have to work out a lot. I have to be consistent with my working out. So that's another thing.
That's a lot of squats.
A lot of squats.
a lot of
workouts for sure.
Wow. So wait, hold on. Like, do you work out every day?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I go to the gym every day, and I try to work out for at least 2 hours a day just to help me mentally, you know. It helps clear my mind. It's kind of like a mini obsession that I'm going through right now. I'm obsessed with going to the gym. It makes me feel good, and I feel strong. I feel healthy. And then also, like, I'm getting my body from...
Yeah,
exactly.
The serotonin.
Now I feel like, oh my God, I think I have to start doing it. I mean, I love what you said, like, earlier, when you said, like, yeah, my insecurity is, like, I'm too skinny. I wish everyone, sana all, I wish everyone would, I wish I would say that too. Like, oh my God, I can't gain weight.
Yeah, you know, on my mom's side, you know, they're, like, on the thicker side. And for me, like, my dad was, I got his traits, which is he was a stick. And so on Idol, like, people would always make comments, like, oh, you're so skinny, and, you know, like, or people would make comments about, you know, my legs, or so I would always just be like, wow, I'm too skinny. Like, I have no meat on my bones. Like, I always felt like I wasn't like a woman because I didn't have that voluptuousness, you know? So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, you know, so, you know, a lot of girls say like, oh, I'm not skinny enough. But then on the other spectrum, like, on my case, I'm like, oh, I'm not thick enough. You know, I'm not.
Oh, wow.
I hope right now they don't say that you're
oh, a little because big. Girl, you because, have the
right. You never
everything
win.
You're
right.
Yes,
all the keyboard warriors.
It's so true. It's so true. Yeah. So how do you deal with it? Like, we never like for example, like, it's during that time, during American Idol days, years and years ago, social media wasn't as big as compared today, right?
Yeah.
So. Yeah, but what about, like, how do you deal with it? Like, especially now that you know, you see different keyboard warrior, you know, typing all this, oh my God, this, oh.
Just to say something.
Repulsive, you know, remarks about, just to say something. So how do you deal with it?
You know, I think there have been moments when I've been affected by it. Like I said, I kind of had to grow thick skin at a young age, but, you know, there have been times when I've been affected by it, and it's really, like, it's taken a toll on me mentally where I'm like, oh, maybe I do need to do this, or maybe I do need to look like this, or maybe I won't make it because I'm not this body type or this race or this, you know, good looking or whatever. You know, and it still is like that sometimes, you know, to this day, because it's constantly like a beauty standard, right? There's always a beauty standard for women, especially. And I just learned to tell myself, like, as long as I'm happy, as long as I'm reaching my goals and what I want to look like, then that's all that matters. Like, for me, like, I've, you know, been told, oh, maybe have you thought about getting like a boob job, right? And some girls do it, and, you know, that's their decision. But for me, like, you know, I never felt comfortable doing that. Like, for me, I don't really care to put a lot of attention on that area of my body. And I've never had an insecurity there. So I'm not going to do that. No matter how many people tell me I should do it, like, I'm not going to do that just to.
True. Just to.
I admire that.
Just to gain likes and, right? Just to gain likes and.
Like, universally accepted pop star. Yeah. You know?
It's so true.
And the thing about now is that, you know, there is a beauty standard because everybody's trying to look like a certain, you know,
Kim K look. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But on the other spectrum, you know, there's a lot of body positivity and accepting who you are going on. And I love that. I love that people are just accepting, like, their flaws and, like, you know, this is how I am. This is what, you know, I like as myself. So, you know, either you like it or you don't, you know, but this is what I like, you know, this is my lifestyle, you know, like, I love that too, because that's kind of how I live my life. You know, not everybody's going to live like me or,
it's
you know,
so true. It's so true.
You know, so whatever makes you happy and healthy and feel healthy, you know. I think that's what matters.
Oh God, I'm so proud of you, girl.
Like,
we followed your journey since you were like actually 11, and right, we've watched your videos and all, and look at you now, like, as in you blossom into a beautiful, how do you say this? Like, what
brown
a beautiful
butterfly.
Brown butterfly.
No, that's a cockroach. No, that's a brown.
No.
A beautiful multicolored butterfly.
Yes, exactly. Yes. But you know what? What about, like, okay, I'm just curious, okay? Because a lot of, especially Asian people, it's not just Filipinos, they love to, they're so insecure with their complexion. In Asia, it's not just Filipinos. They want to be like that silky white, you know, like luminous white skin. But what about, did you ever think about like, oh, let me take this what's that?
The gluta,
tie it in all this stuff. Did you ever, you know, think about that?
You know, I think my grandma a long time ago when I was younger was like, oh yeah, you should use the soap. Like it's oh, like, you know,
papaya.
It's prettier, you know, it's prettier. Lighter, you know, and other people in the music industry would tell me too, like, oh yeah, don't get too tan, you know, because people like the lighter skin better. And I'm like, I don't care. Like, this is my skin color, you know?
That's so true.
And I love the tan. I love the caramelized color. Like,
butterscotch.
I love
so sweet. I'll be honest with you. It's more sexier.
I think find it's so beautiful.
No, and you look skinnier. You look skinnier when you're tanner. That's what I noticed.
Yes. I didn't know that, but I bet, you know, I love just the bronze, right? The bronze color. It's just like the J-Lo look, right? It's just.
You said J-Lo. Can you give us a tea?
You know about J-Lo?
The tea about J-Lo. Is she nice? Because you know
what? Is she super nice?
I'm hearing like lately also like there's like a spectrum of like, you're nice and sometimes nasty. So was she nice during that time that you've been with her?
You know, I feel like it's hard as somebody in the industry because, you know, for people, like when they first meet you, it's like, you know, the first impression. First impression is everything. But for like the celebrity, like they like kind of go through the same thing every single time. And they try to make it special for other people, like they're meeting for the first time. But it's hard to be on top of it every single time, especially when you're human and you have bad days and bad situations going on and you're going through something nobody knows about. Right. So I'm sure people have had, you know, uncomfortable or not the greatest experiences with her, because I'm sure people have had that with me too. You know, I mean, we're only human. But as far as with me, she was the sweetest person. She was so nice. I went to her house cause I did, I did like me, Pia Toscano, and another girl from a previous season. We were brought back on Idol to do like some like backup vocals or beginning vocals for her song that she just released. I think it was like "I Love You, Papi" or something.
Yeah, that was it. I read that. Yeah.
And so we were at her house. And we were like recording some stuff and going over harmonies and, you know, our parts and stuff. She walked out and she said that she was sick as a dog, right? No makeup, in like a nightgown, just looking like the most beautiful thing ever. And I was like, there's no way.
She's like, that beautiful.
No way. Like,
you've been at her house. Sick,
just woke up, right? And look this gorgeous. Like, how? I'm trying to be that.
God. Like, you know what? Speaking of J-Lo, I remember, I will never ever forget that day that the wild card, you were singing.
Yes.
And then she just like went straight to, oh my God, and grab you and be like,
that's my mic out of my hand. I was shook. She snatched that mic out of my hand.
Right?
We're not going home. Yeah. No, all of the judges were really, really sweet. Like, yeah, I can see why people would say that, you know, they didn't have the best encounter with her, because is kind of sassy and she's actually like a really hard worker. Like, she does not mess around with her work. Like, if she is getting ready for a performance, like, she doesn't go home until she has it right,
Maybe she's just real, you know, during that time. That's how she felt, and you know,
that's,
she's gonna show it.
That's true.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people like expect celebrities to be like sweet and nice and accommodating 100% of the time, which is really
smiling.
Hard.
It's hard. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Honestly, I've done meet and greets where I'm like, you know, I want to make it special for every single person when they come see me. But, you know, for, you know, if I'm at a meet and greet for like 2 hours and I'm smiling the whole time, my cheeks are freaking excreting.
Sure, oh my God, you can feel it, right?
You'd be like, oh my God.
Exactly. I'm like, I'm so happy to be here, but damn, my cheeks, they hurt, you know? And I think I have, I've been told that I have RBF. Do you guys know what that means?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I have that too.
What's RBF? What's RBF?
Resting bitch face.
Oh. Yeah. Really? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, it's either like, oh, yeah, Jess is so sweet. Or like, if people don't know me, right, and they see me and I'm just chilling, like, people will be like, oh, she's intimidating or she doesn't look so cool because she has RBF, right? And I'm not trying to look like that. It's just my face. You know, you can't really control that.
Yeah, because you know what, too? You know, I hope, like, let's say, for example, like, a lot of, let's say, you know, because we interviewed a lot of celebrities, right? And then some friends and random people would ask, like, is she nice? Is she nice? Because I heard she's this. And I'll always tell them, like, you have to understand they're celebrities. Like, imagine, let's say, oh, I saw her in this and she didn't even smile. I was like, when did you see her? Like, she was in a restaurant, she was eating, and we were asking for a picture. I'm like, come on, what do you expect? She's like eating and be like, excuse me, can I have a picture? I'll be like, hold on, can I just eat?
In the middle of slurping a dog.
That's literally happened to me. I'm over here eating ramen and there's like noodles. I'm like, okay. Like, I don't know how to act, you know? It's just really funny.
I know, right? And then they would say that, oh God, she's a snotty, she's a plada or whatever. Oh my God, look at that. Is that the RBF? Like,
No. That's a smile. That's a smile, like saying, like,
I know, like, hey, let's.
RBF, but.
Oh, and now let's move a little bit forward. So, speaking of from JLo, now you were mentioning that earlier you got a lot of rejections, but you bagged Interscope, a major label, and then you have tonight.
With Neo.
Do it with Neo. And you know what? Oh my God. It's like, wow, it's a bop. How was the experience and how was Neo and your single with him?
Oh man. Neo was such a sweetheart. He was like my big brother. Like, he was off the bat. I only really like interacted with him maybe like a handful of times. It wasn't like a lot. It was just a few times. And he instantly, like from the first time I met him, he treated me like a little sister. Like, he was just so nice. Like, he just made it very personal, and it was all about relationship with him. So it was really special for me because, you know, growing up, I listened to Neo, and now I'm over here singing a song
and
with
your
him.
Music video.
Imagine
wow.
That.
Wow, Jessica.
Yeah, you know, it was a lot. And honestly, to this day, like, I still can't believe the things that I've done.
Look at that.
Right? That's crazy. I look back and I'm like, wow, you know, I've sang with Neo, you know, a lot of the songs from my first album were written by, you know, like Sia and Jasmine Sullivan and you know, Rodney Jerkins. And so a lot of people, huge artists, were working on my projects, and I sang with Andrea Bocelli. And
I was about to say that. Yes.
And, you know, I went to the White House a few times. Like, you know, I've done so much, and, you know, it can be kind of like overwhelming to think about being so just like the person I am. I'm very quiet, timid, not extroverted at all. Like, thinking about it, I'm like, wow, like, how did all this stuff happen?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
You did it already. You did the most. But wait a minute, you missed out. Wait a minute. Jennifer Holliday, and, you know.
Yes. Oh my God.
Even, you know, Barack Obama,
I just want to say that, you know, observation with Jennifer Holliday, it's nice that she wasn't able to swallow you whole, because that.
Yes, I've seen all of the videos.
The memes.
Oh my gosh. No, she was going in, and we only had one rehearsal, and we were not singing like that when we were doing our rehearsal. Really? We both didn't have in-ears. We were using monitors in this huge stadium. So that was crazy for us. And then before I went on stage, I had no voice. No voice. Couldn't speak at all. Not anything. Nothing was coming out. Like, it was like air when I was trying to speak. I had no voice at all. And by the grace of God, I started, you know, hitting that stage. I was able to sing.
You were on the same level with her. She probably gave you a little bit of her powers too, because you're like,
exactly.
Wow. You never backed down. I was like, wow.
Oh, you were like, yeah, this girl, feisty. Going back the feistiness is like,
it was crazy. And just, yeah. So when we sang and we were going back and forth, like I wasn't expecting any of it. So I was just like, damn, girl, like, we're going in. How can I compete with this right now?
It's one of your iconic moments. And you will and you'll treasure that forever.
Exactly. Wow. Girl, I mean, wow. I'm just curious. What's your hidden talent? Like, do you have anything else that no one
it's
knows?
It's still hidden.
It's still hidden?
That you can divulge
yes
to the public.
I don't know. I don't think I have a hidden talent.
Or anything that you do during your spare time. You know, some people just love to read books or do crochet.
One thing that I really enjoy doing that a lot of people don't understand and call me a grandma for is I like to do puzzles.
Oh,
how many pieces?
I love
it. 1,000 or more?
Like, yeah, 1,000 and more. Like, we'll sit there for hours and do puzzles like that. People impressive. Call me a grandma for that.
No, girl, I'm okay. I'll be like, girl, my hands are really
that's
like
a, that's
hands
a great,
down.
What do you call it? Wooza moment, you know?
Yeah, because no, seriously, I don't know. I mean, I've been dying to. We have like a small puzzle. Mm-hmm. Probably in 30 minutes, I was like, I just like you know throw it. I was like, F it. I don't think I can do this. Yeah. That's why I salute those people who can do puzzles. That means I feel like they're so smart. Like they can just figure out like some, do you do the puzzles without even looking at a picture, or you just do it like, this one would fit to.
I like to challenge my brain. And I think that's why I like reading too, is like, this is another thing. I am really bad with social media. That is something I'm still working on. I need to get better at. It's just, I've always told myself like to detach from my phone. So I never really, like my phone can be dead for days and I won't even notice, because I don't like to be too connected to my phone. Cause then I catch myself scrolling like.
True. Just,
for nothing, true. No reason.
Yeah, reason, yes.
Mindlessly. And so when I do that, I'm like, okay, like I need to go do something that where I can just, you know, sit in my quietness, my peace and just, you know, embrace the things around me. So that's why I love to go out and go work out. I like to go, you know, try new things like skydiving and
wake and all the things, yeah.
And then also like, you know, when I'm at home, I like to like do puzzles and read and stuff like that, because I like to detach from like looking at a screen all the time. Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm looking at a stereotype. Do you have a cat?
Do I have a cat?
I just boxed you.
I know, right?
I used to have a cat. I used to have a cat.
Oh, okay. I was right.
You know,
like, she is crazy cat lady.
Oh, okay. You know what I like about you? You're so disciplined. Right,
Jake? Oh, thank you.
There's very few people. Yeah. I mean, you're so disciplined when it comes to, especially this, your girl, you're so young.
You're still
for you
young.
To say like, I want to detach myself like from my phone and scrolling and social media, because girls your age are really into social media, right?
And I think that's where I'm at fault, is like, I kind of like not convinced, but like reminding myself every day that it's like unhealthy. It's unhealthy to like be on my phone too much. But it's kind of hindering me from doing, you know, being on social media, which is part of my job.
You have no choice right now. You have to compromise. You have to be present as well, because, you know,
exactly.
We need to see you as well.
Yeah,
exactly. You know? Exactly.
I need to be more disciplined in those areas where I'm like, okay, I need
we don't need the everyday breakfast, whatever. But when you go skydiving, we want to see that.
See that. Yes, anything.
And Ricky, we want more of Ricky. Oh, my God.
You guys will not get enough of Ricky.
Oh, really?
He's crazy, he's never.
Speaking of that, is there anything that you've given up since you became a public figure, since you became like so popular?
You know, it's I always tell people, because like people will say, oh yeah, like when people meet me for the first time, they don't know who I am, and somebody tells them, oh yeah, she's done this and done that, they'd be like, oh wow, you're famous. And I'm like, you know, I wouldn't say that I'm famous. You know, it's cool because I have like a Hannah Montana life. You know, out in the Philippines, you know, a lot of people know who I am. I have huge support out there. And then here in the States, it's like, you know, some people, I get noticed every once in a while, but I get to like just kind of live my life normally, you know?
Just a private.
True. I do have like kind of a Hannah Montana life. So when I want the craziness and like the show and the concerts and the spotlight, Philippines is, I get more than enough of that. And then when I'm here in the States, I get to really just hang out with family and, you know, be at home, go to the grocery store, go cook, do my puzzles, you know, all the regular boring 1,000 piece puzzle.
Oh my God. I don't find it boring. I find it so interesting. The puzzle.
May nagsasabi ng sample. Okay lang bang sample? Do you know what sample just, means?
Sample, like maybe like a buddy. Like a little, just like a gist, like a cappella. Yeah, they're like all requesting for it.
Oh, baddie.
Yes.
Okay. You got a baddie. Someone like you better be nasty. You got me wrong like baby. Give it to you better than nasty. Ooh, yeah, I just want it like that, yeah. I just want it like that, yeah.
Oh my God.
Grabe.
We missed that. The runs and everything.
You know, girl, I'm having goosebumps right now because you're really my idol. Oh God. You. And then you're singing for us. It's like, am I dreaming?
With Baddie, because I always tell people, they're like, oh, are you gonna release more songs like Baddie and stuff like that? And yeah, I wrote a couple more, you know, pop songs. I would consider Baddie like a pop song, but there are a lot of songs that I will be releasing that are like not ballads but a lot more vocally challenging, so you'll hear me like belting you'll hear, you know, the growl that everybody talks about. And
Yes.
I'm super, super excited for everybody to hear the rest of the stuff. So it's going to be crazy. Wow. You guys are going to be surprised with all the
surprise, right? Like, what does it run in your family? Like your mom, your dad, like everyone sings?
No, nobody sings really in my family.
Just you?
Yeah. Just me.
Oh my God.
Where
girl?
Do you think that came from? We're just... You're mimicking TV, what you see on TV or radio?
Yeah. My mom told me that when I was in her belly, she'd play a lot of classical music. And then, you know, growing up, I would, like when I was, you know, from 1 to 5, I would listen to a lot of like Disney songs, Celine Dion, you know, like My Heart Will Go On. And my mom used to videotape me like in the car singing like, you know, Celine Dion, and it was all for fun. And then my mom was just so like, oh my gosh, we love it. That I would, I don't know. There's videos of me acting like a little diva, right? When I was like,
really? Oh, wow.
I got like a little diva. I would like put my little skirt on. I'd even wear like hair pieces and like be whipping them around with my little boots and stuff.
How old were you during that time? How old were you?
It was like from age, like, I'd probably say 5 to 9. Yeah, I was very sassy. And like, I just, you know.
Look at that.
I loved the glam. And I loved like, you know, just being in the spotlight. Even though I was shy, I was really, really shy. But I just loved like performing. So my mom would bring the camcorder out in our living room. And I would just be dancing to like Britney Spears.
You know, it's like what Beyonce says, like, because Beyonce, when you interview her, she's really also shy and timid, but she's like a lioness when she's on stage. Is that how you feel?
Yeah. It's weird. It's kind of scary because it's like a switch. It's like I become a different person. It's like when you talk to me now, I'm, you know, I'm just chill. I'm quiet. Yeah. I'm soft-spoken. And, you know, like I'm talking about making puzzles and stuff like that. But when I'm on stage, it's like the whole baddie thing. I'm like, you know, I'm like, bam, here I am in your face.
You're the one burning the
puzzle. Watch me.
Exactly, burning the puzzle. Exactly.
Oh, wait. Because Beyonce calls that Sasha Fierce. Maybe you need to find an alter ego name. Miss Baddie, right. Maybe.
Yes, Baddie. Jessica Baddie. Oh, by the way, MJ Racadio is here. Hi, MJ. I just saw it now. Yeah, it says, Jessica. Hi, Jessica. Interviewed you in Conrad, Manila in 2019. MJ Racadio.
My
God, girl. Yeah. I am so proud of you. You know, I cannot wait. I love you, Jess. You are enough. Truly a baddie. I'm crying. OMG.
Oh, my God. Look at that. It's Plum Gaming.
Oh, you know what, girl? Just continue like writing songs and releasing all these amazing songs that you wrote, because that's really you, girl. That's really you. And I swear, I can see you like, we'll be like, I hope by that time you'll, while you're in Madison Square Garden, you'll be like, don't be like, who you? You'll be like, hi, this is Jessie and Jay Cash from Over Your Glass. Do you remember us? What is this? It says, hi, Jessica, can you please, what is it? Oh, I'm sorry, I can't see it. Can you greet my, oh, can you please greet, oh, God, it keeps on, 100th birthday to my, no, because it keeps on scrolling. Can you please greet 100th birthday to my Damiana Banal Imperial? 100th birthday? Oh, my God.
100th birthday. That's amazing. That's
really? Wow. Is this that? Really? 100? 100th
birthday.
Oh, my God.
And also hi to Dorothy. Dorothy and family is in Spain.
Oh, Dorothy is in Spain. Hi, Dorothy.
And watching
my God.
Right now. We love you so much.
Wow. So, Jess, I swear, I mean, I wish you all the best. I know that one of these days we will see you like in Madison Square Garden, thousands of people that you mentioned earlier in the Philippines, blah, blah, blah. But when you're in the U.S., you're kind of like, you know, like here, quiet here and there and just doing your puzzle and, you know, doing your, but you know what? It will come back again. You know, that peak. Yes.
Yeah. For me, you know, like at this point in my life, you know, I feel like, looking back, I've done so much already, and I feel so blessed and so grateful for everything that I've already done. Right at this point now, I'm doing what I love. Like, I love music, and I know that, you know, God has a place for me somewhere in the music realm. I don't know where that is. You know, I'm not expecting to be this huge star or anything like that, but I know God gave me a voice for a reason. So I'm going to continue to keep singing, and wherever it takes me, I'm happy with. I'm just grateful for all the things that has already happened. So, I mean, who could have imagined, you know, that I would be one of the people, you know, representing for the Filipinos out here in America. That's
exactly
crazy. Hearing that is insane.
Girl, you are a superstar. You're just so humble. Come on, the fact that you sang for Barack Obama.
Yeah.
People just like, wow, he's Filipino. Oh my God. It's, you know that sometimes it's like, you know, sometimes it's like, because during that time there were like a lot of my coworkers and be like, oh my God, that Jessica, she's Filipina. Do you know her? I'm like, come on. I mean, because they thought like, you know, you're Filipino, you know, we know everyone. Do you know her? She's really good. And it's like, I wish I know her. But now I would probably call out my coworkers and be like, now I know her.
This is also a full circle for us, you know.
Oh, it says, Rima, a graduation greetings for me, please, Jessica. I'm a fan.
Congrats. Congratulations. Love you.
Thank you. Honestly, Jessica, we're just so, so happy that you're back full force.
Yes.
Making music again and singing, and because, you know, we didn't know how we realized even that how we missed you. You know, even just by watching YouTube again of your videos, I'm like, oh my God, where have you been? I hope you were happy during that time. And you see, it seems that you were. But right now, we want to see you back on the stage and doing what you love, which is singing again. And now,
and I hope New York too. In New York.
Yeah, personally.
Yes. And if you guys are ever in Texas, please hit me up. I'll take you guys out.
Really? Oh my God! Please! Oh my God! But I know that you visited New York so many times, right? Like, did you ever get a chance to go around New York or Jersey? Go to the hole in the wall places and no?
Oh no! Okay.
I want to so bad. Usually my trips are in and out, so whenever I'm out there, I'm gonna hold you guys to it. I'm gonna hit you up.
Yes, please. Oh God! You and Ricky, come. I mean, I know you don't drink, but we're just gonna eat. Oh, you know what? We'll drink for you, and hold on. Yeah, actually, that's my question. I wish a lot of girls actually envy you, because it's not a question, it's a statement. Because you know why? You eat a lot, and then you're still skinny. Oh my God, I wish, my God.
Maybe that's one thing I hate about you. Maybe.
I know, yeah. Me, like, you're so skinny. I hate it. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, my God. No.
Let me know when you guys are in Texas. I would.
Oh,
love
we are. We have thick faces. We will, girl.
We will, promise. And I swear, I could call my mom because, you know, my whole family loves you because they in the Philippines, they would watch and, oh, what? Did Jessica win? So it was like that. Like, we're a fangirl. Like, big, we're like, you're gypsies, invisible gypsies because you don't know us during that time. Like, my God, my mom would probably be like, ay, you know, Jesse, you know, finally,
You know what? It's a true moment. Even you are a runner-up. For us, you are a true American Idol.
Yes, yes, you are. You
did that, yeah.
Oh, my God, Jess. Okay, I have a last question. I know it's TFC, and FYE channel in Kumu. I'm sorry. But my last question is, my God, I forgot my last question. Oh, I'm just kidding.
You're so talkative. You're hearing your own self in your brain.
No,
oh, my God.
I'll be honest with you because seriously, if I'm a big fan of our guest, sometimes I get lost sometimes. I'll be like, I'm just like, really? I'm talking to her? Because I'm a really big fan. I'm sorry. If I'm a fan girl, I always have like this chills. Like, no, actually, now I remember my question. Like, what about, don't you want to enter the show business?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe the Hollywood, do you want to start acting?
Yeah, you know, I thought about it, but I feel like another reason why I stepped out of kind of, you know, the public eye for a little bit is because I entered it at such a young age, 16, you know, and a lot of crazy stuff happens in the entertainment business. You know, you get caught up, and like I said, I was drinking a lot at a certain time, you know, I was partying a lot, you know, getting into like my early 20s, you know, I was getting a little wild, and it's hard to kind of keep yourself focused and keep yourself healthy in the entertainment business because there's a lot going on and people are constantly, you know, kind of competing and you know, they have this reputation. So a lot of it is, you know, can be kind of fake sometimes, you know, and so I had to take a step back and really just figure out who I was truly instead of trying to be this, you know, make myself be this person. I was like, okay, who am I really? You know, what are my, you know, I don't know, my actual interests and you know, who I am, who am I as a young woman. So that it was really healthy for me to take a step back. I do want to do, you know, stuff in the future with acting and be in Hollywood, but I think it is growing up in it a little bit is I get kind of weary a little bit because of the things that I've seen and stuff like that.
Maybe in your own terms.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, boundaries and limits and stuff like that. Yeah, I definitely want to do it. I'm open to it. I, like I said, I'm the kind of person that I want to try new things. I'm not afraid to try new things and get out of my comfort zone. But yeah, just with limits. When it comes to
true. Yeah. That's why, guys, come on. It's not just like the singing. Definitely one of these days we'll watch Jessica in Hollywood in Netflix special. Imagine.
Yeah, because you know what? The Filipino explosion, it's happening, girl.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe one of these days it will happen. It's not maybe, it will happen. Let's claim it for Jessica.
Yeah, the Jessica 2.0 singing first, and then the acting is coming. We're telling your future, girl.
Thank you.
Okay, promise. Before you ask your last question, can I ask one more thing? One more question. This is quick. Promise. What is your secret with your silky black? Oh my God, I want that. What is that? Like, those are like, how do you take care of your hair? I'm sure a lot of people will want to know.
I feel like my hair is not where I want it to be yet, but thank you. Like, it's come a long way. I mean, I don't know if you guys seen that I dyed my hair a million colors.
Yes, cut it.
All right. Yes. Cut it, freaking pink, purple.
Color. Yes.
All these colors, I killed my hair. Because, you know, having black hair, you have to bleach the hell out of it.
Exactly.
So
yes.
I completely annihilated my hair. And then I was like, wow, it's so dead. Like, I have to just go back to my natural color, embrace my natural beauty. So right now I'm just kind of just trying to stay away from a lot of heat, a lot of like chemical products and stuff like that. So I'm trying to keep it as like virgin natural.
Virgin, yeah. It's so beautiful.
You know what?
Seriously,
I can relate because I have the same hair like yours before. Like, exactly. And you know, with all, oh my God, with all the shootings
I
and
know,
the schedule.
With all the schedule.
Like, oh my God. I just totally lost it.
Oh, the flowiness.
Look what happened to her hair. So Jessica, no more dying of the hair, bleaching, because you will end up like Jacobs. Yeah. I would end up like Jacobs if I would. Because seriously, I really wanna. I was thinking too when I saw your hair. I was like, pink. That's so cool. And then you're short and all. I was like, but you know what? Nah, it's because I'm naturally like the dark hair too.
Yeah.
So, well, congratulations, girl. Right, like your dead hair. Look at that, your dead hair now. It's so silky and virgin.
Yeah, I'm still working on it, but thank you. Thank you.
Oh my God, thank you so much, thank Jessica. You had so much. Wait. I hope you had fun too.
I love and adore you guys. You guys naturally click with you guys. I love your personalities.
Yeah, we always. Girl, trust me. When you see us in person, we're like this or even more. We're just going to laugh the whole time.
You might grab can I have wine, please? I can't get this, you know. I need a sip to match this.
A sip, just a sip.
and before we let you go, I am going to ask the last question because we ask this to everyone. You know, you're still pretty young right now, but I feel like because of your experiences in show business and in your personal life, we're curious of how you will answer this. So this is a very pageanty question.
Okay,
so get ready. So, Miss Jessica Sanchez, when you get a chance, like you were given a chance to travel back in time, and talk to your young Jessica.
Yes.
What are you going to tell her?
Oh man, you know, I've made a lot of mistakes as growing up, and I guess all I can say is, I don't believe in I'm a firm believer in everything happens for a reason.
Yes.
So I feel like all of the things that I've experienced, all of the mistakes that I've made were all for a bigger purpose. And there were lessons learned and mistakes that I had to go through, experiences that I had to go through to grow. So really I would tell myself, you know, just to stay strong, which I think that I did, you know, throughout my years. And just, you know, do exactly what I did because everything happened for a reason. And I believe I am who I am today because of the things that I've gone through. So I guess, you know, there's really no advice that I would give to my younger self because
just
I feel
go,
like, yeah,
exactly.
It all happens naturally in the way it's supposed to, you know, all the goods and the bads, it happens for a reason. So that's all I can say.
And that's the reason why Jessica's here right now, yes. Right? Creating amazing songs, buddy. And then in the near future, oh God, I am 100% sure that you
very
will be
very resilient at such a young age.
Yes, that you will create more and more and more and more. Top 100 hits songs, promise. Yes,
That will be just the byproduct, but we are just happy you're doing what you want
right
now.
Exactly. You're this time, you're doing what you love to do the most. Oh, what happened to Jessica?
By the way, I'm the real Jessica Sanchez.
Oh my God, what happened to Jessica?
Wala siya. Napindot.
Probably. Oh, she's back. Okay.
Direk, ikaw, or ano?
No.
Inaway si Direk talaga. Oh, God.
I know, my God.
Magbababay na tayo
sa
kanya.
My God. Sayang, hindi siya nakapag-promote. So anyways, I wonder what happened. Wang, what happened?
Hindi na siya makakabalik.
Oh, probably.
Okay.
Oh, sige.
On behalf of Jessica, JCas and Jessie naman tayo dito. Please, guys, don't forget to watch lahat ng mga projects ni Jessica. At saka
yung
album niya na darating. And of course, stream her new song, single, Baddie.
Baddie, yes.
And also watch the beautiful and sexy and bongga music video also online and in YouTube.
Yes, and oh my God, there will be tons of music for sure, that singles or album, the whole album that Jessica Sanchez will release in the near future or in a few months maybe, right? Guys, salamat. Maraming salamat. I don't know what happened.
But yung mga concert pa niya na darating, tsaka yung tours niya,
I think we're slowly diminishing.
Parang may chumuchugi sa atin.
I know, right?
Parang, bilisan na natin bago tayo mawala.
Yes, I don't know. Carlo, what happened to Jessica? So anyways, please, guys, I mean, Carlo, just please tell, ano, and Weng, pakisabi kay Jessica na thank you so much and we will see her in New York very, very soon.
Yes,
okay?
Thank you very much, Jessica,
for being candid and fun
and being game today in our show.
Yes! Chicas, close our show for tonight. Thank you so much again, Carlo and Weng.
Yes, thank you very much,
and Dorothy,
Carlo
we'll see you in November. Okay,
Carlo
go ahead.
Weng. Yes, yes, thank you very much. Mga kaogat, for joining us in today's fun episode. Don't forget to share this video amongst your friends so that they can enjoy it too. And please also follow our social media in Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch, and YouTube. And also follow us in Ogat in Kumu. And also follow FYE Channel Kumu kung yan po isa sa mga bahay namin.
Yes.
And yes, thank you, Kumunizens. For
Kumunizens, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Kumunizens, for watching, also giving us gifts. And also, thank you, future watchers in the of the TFC channel.
Yes. Man. Malapit na po yung mga, ito yung, ano ba, hindi mga rewind. Replay.
Edited.
Rewind. Edited, yeah. Ano
edited
ba yan?
Episode.
Edited po, episode po ng at the Filipino
sa,
channel.
At maybe sa Jeepney TV, we don't know yet. Ayan, di ba? Oh, ayan. Jessie, okay, mag-last toast tayo ngayon.
Ang yes. Ngayon,
we love Jessica. Mas mahal natin siya ngayon. So glad guys, mga kaogat, amidst the challenges, let's still find ways to be happy. Let's all talk about it.
Over a glass or two.
Bye, everyone.
We're drinking for you, Jessica. Good night.
See you soon.
Love you.
Good night.